Hello, ma'am. My name is Carlos. Good evening. I'm calling with Opinion Research, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your area today. Are you registered to vote at this address, ma'am? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, before we begin, is anybody in your household works for a news media outlet, including radio, television, or by a candidate for a political office? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And they live with you in your house? The people who work in there?
Say that question again.
Anybody is employee in your household, employed by a newspaper, television, or registered?
Oh, no.
Okay. Or by a candidate. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me in what year were you born?
51.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school? High school, technical, vocational, some college, graduation?
College.
Thank you.
College.
And just for statistical purpose only, are you Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
And are you white Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino?
White.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices, how likely would you say that you are to vote in the November election? Are you not likely at all, very likely, somewhat likely?
You say to vote?
To vote, yes.
I will vote.
So very likely to vote or somewhat likely?
Absolutely, okay. Very likely.
And thinking about the upcoming November election for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for who would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? They strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, or approve strongly, or somewhat?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And now, changing topics for a moment, I would like you to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, can you please tell me whether you know the person, if you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion, or if you never heard of that person, let me know so we can move on to the next one. How about Kamala Harris? How do you feel about her? Favorable or unfavorable?
Let's say favorable.
Somewhat favorable? Or very? Or strongly?
Somewhat favorable.
And Joe Biden, same question? Favorable
somewhat,
or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And Donald Trump?
No, not favorable.
Strongly unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Strongly.
Okay. And Yvette Herrell. Do you recognize the name?
Yes, I do.
Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or
somewhat,
strongly?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And how about Gay Vasquez? Do you recognize the name?
Yeah, there too. Somewhat.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, which of the following issues areas would you say is the most important issue for you personally in deciding your vote for the United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two of the most important issues, would it be the government spending and the debt, or the national security and the foreign affairs, Social Security and Medicare, or the issue of the economies and jobs, taxes, or protecting democracy, illegal immigration and border security, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, or the issue on crimes and drugs, or education?
Illegal immigration and border security is number
one. Okay, illegal immigration. And another one, education, abortion, the environment and climate change, healthcare? Or just that one?
The economy.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Okay, and now thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for president at U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? From 0 to 10, 0 means you not interested at all, and 10 means you extremely interested.
10.
Thank you. and thinking some more about this year's November elections. As you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped off the presidential race and endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for who would you vote? If the candidates were Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, the Green Party?
Kamala Harris.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote between Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Herrell, Republican?
Gabe Vasquez.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I'd like to read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. This time we're going to be talking to you about Gabe Vasquez. These are the type of statements you might hear during the campaign. So for each one, can you please tell me if that statement will make you to support him more likely or less likely, or if it makes no difference on your support for Gabe Vasquez, okay? And if you don't believe it's true, you can also let me know. Now, Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights, legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what the children are being taught in school. Is that statement will make you to support Gabe Vasquez much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Somewhat less.
Okay, and Gabe Vasquez back policies that encourage illegal immigrants and supports sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE. Same question. Will that make you to support Gabe Vasquez much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
Okay, and Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Same question, same options.
Yeah, that too, somewhat less.
Somewhat less, and even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border in New Mexico, having to be the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against a border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Much less, somewhat less, much more, somewhat more.
Somewhat less.
Okay. And Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down. Let's get rid of it immediately. Will that statement make you to support Gabe Vasquez much more, much less, somewhat more, or somewhat less?
Much
or no
less.
Difference? And Gabe Vasquez, a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat less.
And is, as closing our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called it what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is ravaging in New Mexico.
Did I that don't make believe it? He said that.
Okay, so no difference on your support?
No difference.
You don't believe? Okay. Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court. Will that make you to support him? Much less, somewhat less, much more,
less.
Somewhat more? Somewhat less. Now, Gabe Vasquez has said invested in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to the New Mexico public schools. What's your opinion on that? Same option, same. Much less, somewhat less, much more, no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and Gabe Vasquez is the founder of the police Democrat, who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties and violent crime, including carjacking, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. No difference, much less, somewhat less, somewhat more,
no
much
difference.
More. Okay. And Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, it's not just about defunding the police, it's about defunding a system, privilege, white people over everybody else. Will that statement make you to support him? Much less, no difference?
Less, okay. Much less.
Okay, and Gabe Vasquez has voted with Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time, and supported their policies that left us with record high prices and the worst water crisis in American history. Now, if you don't believe that's the truth, no difference, much less.
No difference.
Okay. And while crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, gay baskets, supporters' policies that will make it worse. Not only does Baskets support abolishing ICE, Baskets has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the borders. Much
yeah.
less, no difference, somewhat less. Okay. And while New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gay Baskets has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayers-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gay Baskets supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Baskets also praised a plan to expand federal student aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments.
You know, is this survey aimed against Baskets?
No, this is the 30 things you're going to hear during the campaign, so they want to know whether this will make a difference on your opinion or not.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Just one more, members. Supports the Biden-Harris, Gay Baskets supports the Biden-Harris administration, worked at New Mexico's energy and support, a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. Makes no difference in your opinion, much less, somewhat less.
Much less.
Okay. Now, after you heard some more information, if the election for the U.S. Congress would be held today, would you vote for Gay Baskets, Democrat, or Yvette Herrell, that Republican man?
Democrat.
Okay. Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And just a few more questions so we can finish. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something
Republican.
Else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not
mm-hmm.
so strong? Okay, strong. And generally speaking, yes, ma'am?
Go ahead.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And just for a statistical point, you're a white American, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, somewhat conservative. And now, okay, I'm sorry. Are you currently single and never married, or married and living with a partner, married, separate, widow, or divorced?
Divorced.
Thank you. And just for statistical purpose only, and despite how you may feel, please tell me, for who did you vote in the election for president in November 2020? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, George Jensen, the Libertarian, Howard Hawkins, the Green Party, on the 2020, do you recall?
In 2020, I voted Biden.
Biden, okay. Thank you very much, man. This concludes the survey. I appreciate your patience. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you
okay,
very
bye
much.
Bye.